I want to talk about the economy with the Victorian situation worsening and with Queensland, of course, now fighting to prevent a COVID outbreak potentially caused by these three teenage travellers. And we know earlier this week that the Sunshine State said it would close the border to 5.5 million Sydneysiders now who joined Victorians on the banned list. All of this has been weighing on the mind of the Treasury Secretary. Now, his name is Stephen Kennedy. He fronted a Senate hearing today and says all of this will hurt the national economic recovery and destroy more jobs. This time last week, we were talking about the biggest budget deficit since World War II. I spoke with the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, and he was talking about a whopping $185 billion deficit for this financial year, which even on the day, we said, would most certainly blow out. Now, Dr. Kennedy was directly involved in calculating those predictions. But at this Senate hearing today, he's saying, well, they're completely out of date already. He's saying since he put the update to the government, things have deteriorated in a major way for the economy, which is why I was a bit surprised to read this today. It came from MeBank, who you'll sometimes hear advertised here on the radio network on Nine Radio. And this was MeBank's latest household financial comfort report. It comes out twice a year. And it found Australian household financial comfort is near record highs despite the pandemic. That's pretty weird, isn't it? Financial comfort at a record high? I don't know. I'm not feeling very comfortable about much at the moment. Jeff Outen is MeBank's consulting economist, and he's put all of this report together. Jeff, welcome to Money News.
Yeah, good evening.
Now, tell me what financial comfort means before we discuss these readings. How did you actually define financial comfort?
Well, we ask 1,500 Australian households to how they feel about all aspects of their finances, from their incomes to their assets to their debts to their cost of living, and even about how they feel in a financial emergency. And we add that all up into an overall index of financial comfort. And we've been doing that for almost a decade.
And what did these numbers tell you? Were you surprised by what you saw?
Yes. In the face of this dual dread of a health and economic crisis, I was surprised to see that financial comfort rose to near record levels. But I'm quick to add, not in Victoria and across many Australian households. There's severe negative impacts on people's incomes and jobs from the COVID. But in the face of also government support and their own behaviours, they've been able to increase their financial comfort in the midst of this crisis.
There's been a lot of money sloshing around, as you say, from JobKeeper, from various support from the government. And also I mentioned the early access to super, which has seen tens of billions of dollars out there that wouldn't otherwise have been circulating around. But I look at numbers out of your survey like this. Around one in five households have less than $1,000 in savings, which makes me feel like things like that point to a very fragile situation. Do you think the feelings of comfort can last? Doesn't feel like it to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's very worrying because what's even happened, those people on low levels of comfort have taken the support from governments and some of them have tapped into their longer term savings. Some of a small number have also sought support from their bank. But the main thing they've done is boost their cash savings, reduce their overspending, delayed bills, and so they can feel more comfortable in the midst of a crisis for now. And it's far from over, and they're facing an unforeseen period of high underemployment.
Well, Jeff, it's certainly interesting reading. There's all sorts of numbers we can pull out, but it's to me, while people are feeling comfortable for now, it's certainly a fragile situation as we look for more jobs to be lost from this economy, that's for sure.